getting a few more people, so need to be in prayer about that. Brother Charlie, Brother Art, Sister Ruth Ann, and maybe others, but we know that those are sick today, so remember them in prayer. Psalm 23, verse 2, He leadeth me beside the still waters. We've seen the last couple weeks what those still waters represent. It's basically God's provision of tranquility. It speaks of enjoyment. It speaks of pleasantness. It says He leadeth. So this is a walk. It's our everyday life. I want to consider the source of these waters is God. It's not something that man creates. It's not something of man's making. They proceed, they flow from God. This is spoken of many times in the Word of God. If you go over to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13. My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, and that's the root. That's what leads to the next. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. He's the source. He's the source. What happens when you do that is they created their own and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. But what we want to notice there is that He's the fountain of living waters. He's the source of these waters. In Jeremiah 17 and verse 13, Jeremiah 17, verse 13. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. They that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Again, He's the fountain. The book of Ezekiel. Chapter 47, book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, and verse 1. Afterward He brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house to the south side of the altar. The waters came down, and they do. They come down from God. They come down from heaven. Notice in Revelation chapter 22, Revelation 22 and verse 1, and He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And these still waters, God is the source. They proceed from God. And they proceed into the desert of the world. Notice again back in Ezekiel chapter 47, we see the waters come down. And then in verse 9 of Ezekiel 47, and it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. So these are living waters. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. So these still waters even come into the midst of death. They come into the midst of the wilderness. They are inexhaustible. They cannot be depleted by man. They cannot be drunk dry by man. Notice in Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. Revelation 7, verse 17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. He shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. They're inexhaustible. And they are also unaffected. We'll not turn there, but Zechariah 14, verse 8 speaks of the women, the winter and the summer, that these waters flow. They're unaffected. They're unaffected by time. They're unaffected by season. God has been, ever since Adam, God has been leading his people beside the still waters. And those waters have been unaffected by all of that time, unaffected by all of the seasons that have transpired. So the still waters are unaffected by whatever season we're in, unaffected by our circumstances. So we have these still waters. They proceed from God. Now consider what God does for his sheep in relation to the still waters. It says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. The waters come from God. He certainly knows where they are. And he leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth. It means he guides. He conducts us beside the still waters. But he leadeth also implies that he accompanies us. We don't go by ourselves. He leads. He accompanies us beside the still waters. He guides, he conducts. He accompanies us through life. Notice in Psalm 48. Psalm 48, verse 14. Psalm 48, verse 14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide, even unto death. And you follow the Lord, you will experience the still waters. How do we know that? Because wherever he leads, the still waters are there. He leadeth continually beside the still waters. Psalm 73, verse 24, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. This is one of the ways that God guides us. God guides us in many different ways, but this is one of the ways. He guides us by his counsel. He tells us what we ought to do. And when we follow what God says, when we follow God's counsel, we experience the still waters. You don't experience them rebelling against God's counsel. You experience in them following the Lord. Notice Isaiah 30, verse 21. Isaiah 30, verse 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. God guides by a word. He speaks to us. Thou shalt hear a word. God speaks directly to his people. He does so by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. It's clear direction. This is the way. That's very simple. Walk ye in it. This is the way. Now you have a responsibility. Walk ye in it. And God does this over and over and over. This is the way. Walk ye in it. And I do believe in every circumstance that comes into our life, and I don't believe there's any exceptions, every circumstance that comes into our life for a child of God, if you just listen, God will say, this is the way. This is the way. He'll show us which way to go. Walk ye in it. You don't have to reason it out. You don't, again, have to take an opinion poll. You just listen to the Lord. And when you do that, you experience the still waters. You watch most people. One of these days I'm going to preach a series on this, but you watch most people in determining the Lord's will for their life. And again, most people have no clue on how to determine the Lord's will for their life. None whatsoever. But you watch most people, and what they're doing is they're trying to create a way. They're trying to create the way they want. They're trying to make it work. Following the Lord, you don't have to make anything work. Just follow Him. And when you do, the path in which He leads and the still waters go together. He leadeth me. That is, He leads me down paths. And wherever He leads me, beside me are still waters. So this is a truth we must grasp. The path in which He leads and the still waters go together. They're together. So many are creating their own paths, and then they're shocked when the still waters aren't there. Well, if you want still waters, quit trying to create your own path. Quit trying to create your own way. Follow Him, because the path and the waters go together. Now again, these still waters portray God's provision for His own. It speaks of God's provision of refreshment. You follow God's leading, there's refreshment. There's tranquility. There's enjoyment. Again, the calm, still waters. It's a picture of enjoyment. The way to enjoy life is to follow God. It's that simple. It's God's provision of pleasantness. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So the waters are not experienced apart from His leading, apart from following the Lord. But wherever He leads, there will be these still waters. Notice Isaiah 49. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 10. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for He that hath mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of waters shall He guide them. God can lead you in the midst of a desert. But if He leads, you follow. Even if it's in the midst of a desert, beside you will be still waters. You take your own way, and your own way may be through a garden full of promise, but you won't experience the still waters there. You got to follow God to experience the still waters. Oh, that God's people would learn that lesson. Sheep and water. Sheep need water. Got to have it. Left to themselves, because they need water, they will seek it. We're the same way. We will seek water. But left to themselves, they will drink of any water. And they will drink of the polluted waters. And when they do, they expose themselves to parasites and disease. God's people are the same way. We need water. Left to ourselves, we will seek water. And we'll drink from anywhere. And we'll expose ourselves and our families. It would be bad enough if we just exposed ourselves, but we always expose others as well. Parents lead their children to waters filled with parasites and disease. It's sad. Not saying they do so on purpose, but regardless, it's done. Sheep need the refreshment of pure water. But they need guidance to that. So it is with us. We need the refreshment of pure water. But due to our sinful nature, we need guidance to that pure water. And a person will say, well, I don't because I've been saved. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. You still need guidance to pure water. And the shepherd guides and conducts, he steers, he escorts his sheep. And following the shepherd, we find ourselves beside the still waters. So again, the path in which God leads and the still waters go together. In other words, God's provision and God's leading are linked. The two are linked. People take Scripture out of context. Philippians 4:19 is taken out of context all the time. God shall supply my need. Now, while you're in disobedience, He won't. God never promises that He will. You can't live in rebellion. God may have mercy on you, but you can't live in rebellion against God and expect God to provide your need. You can't go in the opposite direction that God says and claim the promises of God's provision. Those are conditional promises. Now, this is clearly seen in the life of Elijah. God's leading, God's provision go hand in hand. 1 Kings chapter 17, and we've preached from this many times. It's a good chapter to just go through. But we see God's leading in verse 2, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, leave where you are. That's pretty plain. Turn thee eastward. That's pretty plain. Hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. So there's God's leading. There's God's provision. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. And there is a very important word. The ravens weren't going to feed them anywhere else. They were going to feed them there. Well, what if Elijah went somewhere else? The ravens wouldn't have shown up with food. The ravens were going to feed him there. So there's God's leading. There is the following of God's leading. And we see God's provision. Verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath. There's God's leading again. Which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. There to to sustain thee. Again, God's leading, God's provision go hand in hand. It's always so. Again, God could be merciful to you. You can rebel against God, go your separate way, and God, because of who God is, might show mercy, might provide some things for you, but it won't be the same things that if you would have went there, where God leads. So if we want to experience God, follow Him. If you want to experience the riches of God, follow Him. The two go together. God's leading, God's path, and the still waters. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's an act of love. That's an act of grace. It's an act of mercy. It's an act of God's kindness. And wherever God leads, He does so wisely. We've got to believe that. I mean, the pride and the stupidity of arguing with God is off the charts. God leads wisely. God leads in a very timely manner. And He works at both ends, as we see with Zarephath, as we see at the Brook of Cherith. He worked with the ravens, He worked with the widow woman. He works at both ends. He puts people in place. He can put creatures in place. You never know how God is going to provide you, and you'll never figure it out. And it may not make any sense. None of that matters. We're to just follow the Lord. Psalm 80, verse 1. Psalm 80 and verse 1, and we'll close. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. And that's what He does. He leads us like a shepherd would lead his flock. And wherever He leads, there are the still waters. Life is much easier. As Brother Mark was just talking about, life is much easier following the Lord than not following God. People talk all the time, oh, it's so hard to follow the Lord. Well, I'm here to tell you it's harder not to. I mean, life will be harder not to. Life will always be easier following God than it will be living in rebellion. God's ways are always better than our ways. God's ways are better than the smartest of men. We just simply need to, it needs just to be our habit. Follow the Lord. And sometimes you can't even explain it. Why are you going there? God's telling me to. You just can't explain it. You just know. This is where God is telling me to go. That's where I'm going to go. Well, how long are you going to stay? Until He tells me to go somewhere else. I mean, that's what Elijah did. How long was he to stay at the brook till God told him to go somewhere else? And he followed God and enjoyed God, enjoyed God's provision, and we'll do the same. But again, remember, God's path and the still waters go together. They're not separate entities. They go together. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank You, Lord, that You are a God that faithfully leads us, guides us. We pray, Lord, that You would help us to follow Thee at all times, Lord, that we would be sensitive to Your voice, that we would be responsive to Your voice, responsive to Your leadings at all times. And Lord, we do thank you for the still waters that you put in our lives every single day. Lord, we thank you that you do lead beside those still waters. We just pray that you would help us today to worship you in a way that would bring honor and glory to your name. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.